had passed since my last opportunity to take a week off from my job managing Brownfield Ag News. 5 days away from all things Brownfield, except for checking email or the BlackBerry a couple of times a day, meant I would have the opportunity to catch up on a few things around the house, garden, and yard, as well as spend some time helping my husband. I had a short list of errands to run, but with 5 whole days, I was sure there would be plenty of free time to wade in the creek, read a book, or just sit in the rocking chair on my front porch watching the Baltimore Orioles and hummingbirds. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and this is my 2 cents. I was up by 5:30 on Monday morning, and as it turns out, no later than 6 a.m. any of the next few days. I wanted to get a jump on my vacation and spend the first few hours of that Monday with my husband checking cows, feeding chickens, and running errands. With a beautiful stand of what would soon be square bales of hay, he was focused on making sure equipment was ready when it was dry enough to cut midweek. I was eager to return home to complete those few tasks I had planned for the week so I could get on to the business of relaxing. How much time could it take to catch up and stay caught up on laundry? The house just needed a quick once-over, not a deep cleaning. How much time would it take to run to a couple of greenhouses to pick out a few annuals, pulling weeds in flower beds, replanting zinnias and spinach, and planting green beans, cilantro, basil, and marigolds in the garden? Shouldn't take too long. Just a quick run to town to stock up on Gatorade and some groceries to feed the hay crew, and drop by and pick up some spark plugs for the tractor and a couple of tubes of grease, and a quick stop at the farm store. Well, it was a week of spading, mulching, harvesting herbs and strawberries, tilling, putting up square bales of hay, putting new bedding in the barn, and a million other tasks. Did I relax? Not exactly. Did I have a good vacation? The best. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield, and that's my 2 cents.